to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Some of the more astute Bible students here this morning may recognize, because Pastor Josh, I'm not saying that he is astute, but he recognized that that was the same text that I preached from last Sunday morning. And I want to build upon that text. Right away, he thought you were going to get the very same message. And he had a little fun downstairs talking about Pastor Rader and his sometimers and his all-timers. And I interrupted him and said, no, it's not the same message. Actually, it was in the men's restroom. I remember where it was now. It just came back to me. And I said, no, I changed the title. It's okay. It's a different message. He said, Pastor Rader, the day is going to come when he's still going to think he's the senior pastor here, and he'll no longer be the senior pastor, but we'll just tell him that. And I said, that's real funny, but I'm still going to draw a paycheck. And Josh said, and we'll just tell you, hey, we already deposited that. It's in the bank for you. Great days are coming for Tim Rader. I can't wait to get there. Hebrews in chapter 13. I want to build on John in chapter 15. Hebrews chapter 13 is where I want you to turn right now. And we're going to come back to John 15, Lord willing, at the end of the message here this morning. Everything is changing. Listen to me. It frustrates the conservative mindset of which I have. Everything is changing all around us. Things are changing right and left. I now have a smartphone. In fact, all these two guys do as well. And we got it because it was cheaper than the track phone that we had all along. And now this smartphone is a wonderful thing because I'm actually texting now because I don't have to type. I can just speak it. But I found out the hard way, you have to be careful of what the smartphone hears and what you actually say. And I almost sent out a text this last week to Lorenzo Santana that said, thanks, Fatso. And I caught it before I sent it out. Apparently this week, Pastor Josh sent Pastor Bill a message on his smartphone that said, Pastor Bill is a knucklehead. Am I right? Am I right? And he got the message, and someone was standing next to Pastor Bill when he got it. I think it may have been Tammy. I'm not sure. And said, isn't that wonderful, this smartphone, how it corrects everything. Your message says Pastor Josh is a knucklehead. Things just keep changing all of the time. There's no way. I'm so far behind the curve on technology. I recognize that. I'm good with that, and I'm just kind of being drug along just a little bit. And I recognize, by the way, that some things have to change. You know, there are things that are tools that we can use for the glory of God. You know, even it's something as simple as our services being live streamed. No, we're still not there yet. We still don't have enough G's, whatever that means. I think we got enough A's, B's, and C's, and E's, but we don't have enough G's, whatever that means, to live stream our services. We get requests. I get requests for that all the time. When are the services going to be live streamed? And it's just a matter. Things just keep changing. It's not gonna slow down. I still listen to tapes. That's the way I speak. You say that to a young person, tapes. What are you talking about? You know, still listen to tapes. I still watch films. Nobody, you know, what do you mean? Films? What are you talking about? You understand there's a great big disconnect between some of us dinosaurs and some of the young people on the block. And some of you, you know, you laugh and you chuckle at that, but some of you still listen to records. You know, I've heard you say that. Things just keep changing. But one thing I want you to know that is never going to change. There is a constant. And his name is Jesus Christ. Take your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You talk about security. Jesus said, I'll never leave thee, and I'll never forsake thee. So therefore, I can say boldly, Jesus Christ is my helper. Verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Stand with me, and I'd like to have a quick word of prayer. Stand back up, please. God in heaven, we're so grateful for the fact that you are truth. And because you are truth, you will never change. Truth can't change, or it was never truth to begin with. Thank you, God, for the security we have in being a member of your family. God, I pray that you would just help it to ring true in our hearts this morning, who we really are, what we have in Christ. Thank you for the privilege of service. And God, may we communicate that word of God that is never going to change, and that gospel that will always be the same. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We have the opportunity of putting some commercials on the television. It's being worked out. It's going to take a little bit of effort and a little bit of time, and it's not going to happen overnight because I'm waiting for certain things to happen, even outside the church building with our weather, before we go into that. And I've thought about this since the opportunity was given to me, and someone's actually offered to pay for the commercial that is put together, that is produced, and it isn't half as expensive as you think it is. And I'm pretty excited about what that could be in the future. And a lot of times when I'm behind the wheel, I'm thinking about what would we want in a commercial. And I've come to this conclusion. I just want to be real. I want the people of Northern Michigan just to know the reality of Jesus Christ. And I don't know exactly. I've got a couple different ideas, and they may not even go that direction. But I know how I want the commercial to end. I just want to be in front of the camera at the end of the commercial and look out at the camera and point at the people and say, just remember that an ugly old preacher on the television set told you Jesus is still the answer. I want that message to go out. I want people to understand that in spite of everything changing all around us, God's word has never changed. And the God of heaven has never changed. And the Savior that we worship, he has never changed. Psalm 62 tells us he is our rock and he's our tower. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6 says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Psalm 102 verses 25 and verse 28 speaks of the fact that our God has an everlasting love for sinners that will never, ever change. We have the word of God that is always going to be the same. We're promised that in the book of 1 Peter. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God endureth forever. James in chapter 1 and verse 17. Go, turn there. It's just a page away from Hebrews 13. James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. He never wavers. He never shakes. There's no shadow of turning. Not only is there no turning, there's no shadow of turning. God in heaven is not a deceiver. There's several things I just want you to pick up on this morning. And I just pray that they ring true. Number one, concerning the gospel, it's never going to change. 1 Corinthians in chapter 1, if you'd turn, or 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory that what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. He said, this gospel saves. This gospel wherein you stand is never going to change. Verse 3, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which all I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Then he goes on and proves the resurrection. He said, here's the gospel. Jesus came to this earth, visited this earth, took on the form of man and died and was buried and rose again. Victory over the grave. That's the good news. I don't have to go to hell. I don't have to go to the grave. Someone went there for me. He's a Savior, the Savior of the world. And if I'll just trust Him, if I'll just repent of my sin, I stand in that gospel. I am born again. Here's the point. God's gospel, Christ's gospel, is never going to change. It's never going to be outdated. Someone asked me, a man asked me about this last week, and I've thought about it a couple of times since he's asked me. I gave him a good answer. I gave him the Bible answer. Very simple. God is not willing that any should perish. We read that in the Word of God. God would have all men come to repentance and be born again. That's Scripture. That's Bible. That's written in Holy Writ. That's rock. That's never going to change. You say, well, what if I really didn't mean it when I got saved? I said, did you think you got saved? I got saved. He said, understand this. God is not a deceiver. You're not going to get to heaven and stand before God or the recording angel, and they're not going to say to you, oh, I gotcha. You didn't know the magic word. Or you didn't say the right word. It's not a game show mentality. There's never going to be a gotcha moment. If in your heart you repented of your sin, if in your heart as a sinner you came to Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're born again. You're going to heaven. Remember what Jesus said about the Pharisee that was in the temple and gave all kinds of money? And the publican that wouldn't even go into the temple but beat on his chest and said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner? Remember what Jesus said? That man's the one that's justified. It's his heart. In his heart, he called upon God. It's not a prayer that saves you. It's the Savior that saves you. And if in your heart, I can remember the exact words I prayed. I remember when Margene Rowe led me to the Lord. I can tell you exactly what I prayed. But that prayer didn't save me. Not everybody remembers the exact words. It's the heart. If there's a moment in time in your life where you repent of your sin and you receive Jesus Christ as your only hope, as your only Savior, and for forgiveness of sins, you get eternal life. It's really that simple. And in the Father of lights is no variableness, nothing wavering. No shadow of turning. Everything's changing all around us. The gospel's never going to change. It's no fun when you operate in a vacuum or in a situation where things are changing all of the time. I don't know if you've ever played in a game where the rules change as you go along, or you've ever had a boss that was a little bit bipolar and you didn't know what to expect when you got to work that morning. There's no security in that. Sociologists tell us that the greatest fear, the number one fear in children today, is that they're going to lose their mom or dad. Is it mom or dad are going to get a divorce? They're going to run in different directions. That is the greatest fear. You talk about a lack of security. I want you to know this morning, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. His mission hasn't changed. Matthew in chapter 1 and verse 21, the angel said, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, who shall save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 and 13, he came to the lost sheep. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. The mission of Jesus Christ, the mission of God, has never changed. Man, stick to the Word of God. Develop a real walk with God after salvation. Become rock solid in your faith, because the day will come when you're drawing your last breaths here on this earth. You'll have wanted to, at that point, you'll have wished that you walked with God and forgot all the foolishness that was going on around you. At that point, you'll have wished you were a soul winner. And at that point, that's when you'll be real with yourself on whether you really got saved or not. And if you did, man, it's going to be fine. There's security in Christ. It's a tremendous truth. The contemporary church is losing this generation by the droves. I don't know if you've read any of this. The contemporary, modern-day, shopping mall, rock and roll church, they're losing their teenagers and their young adults by the droves. 13 churches in Northwest America, and I'd mentioned the name of the church, and not, a lot of you know it by name. They had a big ministry. They just went bankrupt. They're all closing their doors. You know why? People aren't faithful. You know why people aren't faithful? They're giving them the world instead of giving them the one that never changes. Well, stick with the book. God's motive has never changed. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly." When you lead a soul to Christ, that's when you're the most like Jesus. Psalm 103, if you'd turn there, let's all turn there. Psalm 103, 103rd Psalm, verses 15 through 17. John 15, Pastor Josh read that. We'll come to it in a moment. In verse 9, verse 13, several other verses there tell us the same thing. It's the love of God. We love him because he first loved us. And the love of God, that's what motivates God. I don't know why he loves sinners. How could he love Tim Rader? How could he love you? But yet he does. Oh, what a great God we serve. And we read in Psalm 103 in verses 15 through 17, "As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." From everlasting unto everlasting is the mercy of God. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3 reads as follows, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." I read in 1 John that we love him because he first loved us. There's no variableness with God, neither shadow of turning. I tell you what motivates God, his love for sinners. That's it. Agape love. Unconditional love. I'm going to heaven because of that love. I will tell you theologically, I believe this with all my heart, that God even loves the sinners that go to hell and are in hell. He's motivated. His motive hasn't changed. He still loves sinners today. God loves you. He'll take you just, listen to what I'm saying here, the way you are. Dressed like you are, looking like you are, as fallen as you are. He'll take you just like you are. And he'll cleanse you, and he'll change you. All you have to do is come to him. And you'll be born into the family of God, and he'll start to change you. He'll start to grow you. But God loves sinners. He loves every sinner that walks through the doors of Fundamental Baptist Church. Every sinner that lives around the circumference, around the countryside, the neighborhood surrounding Fundamental Baptist Church. He loves every sinner in Sault Ste. Marie. Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Pickford. Kinross. Dafter, Brimley, Detour, Cedarville, Hessel. I'm not sure about the Newberry people. But no, he does. He loves them too. He loves Trout Lake. Just keep naming them. He loves them. You're from Barbo. God loves sinners down there. And if you'll just come to Christ, you too can be born again. Man, he'll make you clean. He'll change you from the inside out. You'll become a new creation. God is motivated by love. And that love and that motivation has never changed. The message has never changed. I already alluded to that, and we realize that. Turn to Galatians in chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there would be some that would trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." The message has not changed. It's Christ's gospel not man's gospel. It wouldn't be good news if it was Baptist gospel, because we'd be adding to it. It's Christ's gospel. And then the book of Galatians, very methodically, Paul says to the churches at Galatia concerning the gospel of Christ, keep your hands off of it. It belongs to God. I received it directly from God, and it's recorded in Holy Writ, and it's Christ's gospel. He'll save any sinner who will repent of their sin and come to Christ. All it takes is that repentant heart. No reservations, just a repentant heart. Not God, I'll get saved if. No. You're a sinner, and there's one Savior. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, and straight and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life eternal, and few there be that find it. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the way. I am the good shepherd. I am that I am. If you'll just come to Christ, no matter what your background is, no matter what kind of baggage you have, Christ will take you just the way you are if you'll repent, and he'll clean you up in a moment's time. He'll make you a new creation. You'll be born into the family of God. You'll still have some growing to do, and you'll not be perfected till you get home to heaven, but you become part of God's family. His message has never changed, nor has his method changed. 1 Corinthians in chapter 1. Would you turn there? 1 Corinthians in chapter 1. We've moved around a little bit this morning in our Bibles. I recognize that. And I still haven't used John chapter 15. It's not the same message. All right. 1 Corinthians in chapter 1 and verse 17. Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with the wisdom of words, but lest the cross of Christ should be of none effect. It's not about man. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Look on down to verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Titus in chapter 1, turn over there. Titus chapter 1 and verse 3, I'll read. But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Romans in chapter 10 and verses 14 through 17 talks about how beautiful are the feet of them that proclaim, that preach the gospel. It's through preaching. I don't know why God chose to do it. I don't know why God didn't say, I'm going to have the angels do the preaching, because they have preached before. But he said, no, I'm going to ordain the church. And people are going to be saved by grace. By way of the blood of Jesus Christ, their sins will be forgiven. And in spite of all the religions that man comes up with, that's the only way to heaven. And I'm going to ordain preaching. Men who are genuinely saved themselves are going to stand up and proclaim the truth of the gospel that never changes unto a lost and dying world. And others are going to come to Christ. And they too, some of them, will stand up, and they'll be through the foolishness of preaching, they'll bring the world to nothing. I don't know why, but God still uses people. The church is ordained of God. The true church of Jesus Christ in the year 2015 is still credible. The church is about Jesus. The true Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church that doesn't become all entangled with the ways of this world will still thrive because it's preaching and hooked up to the Word of God. And God the Holy Spirit will still use those people. And others will still come to Christ. Denominations change, churches change, but the churches that stick with the Bible, they thrive. I would say this. God is still counting on you to get the message out that others might be saved. If you were in church on Wednesday night, you heard that in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, All we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone into his own way. Man, apart from the Bible, leaves God. Isaiah 64 and verse 6, our lives, apart from Christ, fade. Two words there, gone and fade. You leave your walk with Christ, even after you're born again, you're going to fade away. You'll diminish. Stay close to Jesus. You stay close to God, and God will keep using you. Fundamental Baptist Church continues to preach and teach the Word of God. We'll still see people get saved. The church in the year 2015 is still credible. It's God's idea. That church of 1,000 people can still be built in the eastern upper peninsula of Michigan. There's no doubt in my mind what God wants to do. The question is, are we going to be faithful? In a world that is changing all of the time, there's one constant. His name is Jesus Christ. What a great truth. Should you live to be 85 years of age? I think I'm outdistancing most people when I say that. Should you live to be 95 years of age? And you're all crippled up and you've got arthritis and you can't get around as well as you used to. And every year that goes by, you can do less and less and less. And you're not as sharp as you used to be. I'm telling you, you walk with God. And everything's going to be all right. Every step of the way. I heard firsthand of this happening. Harold Seitler was a great gospel preacher. He's in heaven now. Kind of one of the last of the mountain preachers. Built a great church, Tabernacle Baptist Church. Sent out missionaries all over the world, right here in America. And I heard him preach in person a couple of times. What an orator. I don't know if he ever used an outline. But boy, his heart was on fire for God. And towards the end of his life, he couldn't get around real well. And he walked out of the church office one day, and unbeknownst to him, and was walking down the hall, and his oldest son, who was an assistant pastor there in the church, looked at a couple of the men that were standing around him and said, "There walks a man of God." Wouldn't it be great to get to the end of this life and you're still abiding? John in chapter 15, bearing much fruit, prayers being answered from God. You're hooked up to the vine. John in chapter 15, continue. Those are words all used in that passage. You can live for God right to the day you're taken home. You can make every day count. You can't do it by just repeating things that are cold. You got to have a heart for God.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kent Ross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.